Hello guys, I hope you are comfortable. In my talk, I'm going to show you how to revive all listing in an emulator, in this case the MAME emulator, my small application that's Java based is called Scan2Run, and you can see the goal here is to start from old listing, the basic program from old magazine of the 80s, and to have it running in an emulator in order to see the running program and understand what those listings were really doing. Okay, so the context here, actually volunteer at the NAMIP Computer Museum, located in Namur, Belgium, not far from Brussels. So if you are around in Belgium, please pay us a visit. I hope that next year FOSDEM will be back at ULB and that we can organize something there. So of course, as a museum, the mission are to preserve the digital heritage, to acquire new artifact computers, to organize exhibitions. We have no exhibition on microcomputers, so that's also why I'm interested in reviving those listings for those computers and doing some kind of research. So this is a part of the very applied research we are doing. You can see the museum is a big container. It's an old sport hall. And yes, the inside is really structured as container, because also containers were historically developing in parallel to the computers. So we have digital preservation, and of course one of the constraints we have in the museum is that we cannot easily run machine. That's really a pity. So well, of course, the workaround is to use emulators, and we have wonderful available emulators. Especially for the die machine I'm interested in, which is a quite rare Belgian machine. Fortunately, the MAME emulator has the ability to emulate it. And on the other hand, well, for the support, we have very old tapes or floppies, and another source, and that's my interest here, is to look at what's available in magazines. So we only have paper listings, so it means the need to scan those listings and to inject them into an emulator in order to run them. So my talk will be focusing on those two steps. Let's start with the scan step. So you see there the word FOSDEM written with a font from dot matrix printer, so it's usually low resolution.